In 2013, APICTA acquired Cannon Fish Company. The association already has two primary fish processing plants in False Pass and Atka, where fish are gutted and heads are removed. But there's no secondary processor that can fillet and portion fish for restaurants, cruise ships, and other businesses. Larry Cotter is APICTA's CEO.
Well, the fact of the matter is that there is no transportation link between Western Alaska and Anchorage or Southeast Alaska. Everything has to be shipped to Seattle.
That's why APICTA chose to open a processor in Kent, 20 miles from Seattle. For years, Cannon has contracted other companies for custom processing. Cotter says the new processor translates to both a cost savings and additional profits.
The waste that we produce, we get paid to sell that waste to somebody who converts it into a meal and fertilizer. When we buy boxes of fish that come in styrofoam, we get to sell the styrofoam as well.
The new processor has the potential to employ 200 people. Cotter says APICTA is not recruiting in Alaska for positions in Kent. APICTA is one of six groups in Western Alaska that are part of the Community Development Quota, or CDQ, program, tasked with developing stable economies in the state's most remote villages. Communities, Cotter says, are in need of heavy investment.
We have a plant in Atka. That plant operates about 5 months a year right now. We need to move that plant into year-round production mode as well, which is probably going to cost another $17 million. We desperately need a harbor in St. George. We're already committed to putting $10 million towards that harbor.
But Cotter says that kind of money just isn't available from APICTA's Western Alaska-based businesses or through royalties.
We have to be also invested in outside, very profitable companies in order to be able to generate the revenues that we need to be able to develop in our communities.
Cotter says fish headed for the Kent processor is caught by fishing families based in the Aleutians. He adds Cannon Fish Company revenues increased by 20% last year. He expects the uptick to continue on an annual basis in the future. In Unalaska, I'm Emily Schwing.